Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Thanks so much for hanging with us on this week that is kind of upside down with daylight savings time. Have you finally gotten your, I call it, sea legs back again? Because people feel wobbly to me when I've been walking around the last couple of days. And all for the sake of springing the clock ahead. Is it really worth it? Some say yes because of the extra daylight that you get in the evening hours. But I think with so many people working remotely, working from home, I don't know, does it really make that much difference? I don't know. Maybe it does because you get out, you can do more things after you eat or after your day is done or, you know, whatnot. So I'll leave it up to you. We do have an unofficial poll going. You can partake, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact, let me know. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Daylight savings time. What do you say? What do you say about the fact that now when we look at what's going on with the vaccine, we have 72.1 million people vaccinated. Do you know that that's almost 60% of the prioritized population and 21.7% of the total population? And the amount of cases that are being reported and the deaths, now, it has started to climb back up a little bit, but and it's also gone back down in many, many, many places. So when I say climb up a little bit, not like Europe, not like what we're seeing with Sweden, Italy, they're France, they're really in trouble because the AstraZeneca vaccine, the concern over the blood clots and how scientists are determining what the side effects are, and because now there's vaccine hesitancy and there was already problems in really having a logistically sound way to distribute these vaccines. The UK and the US have been much better at that, and of course the Australians have also done a good job, but they haven't been as touched as much by the virus. I mean, they've been able to nail it with lockdowns and some other things. So we're watching what's happening with this and looking at the future of taking vacations or going to see family. And I heard from a friend at the airlines that, yes, reservations are ticking up a little bit, a little bit. So that just means, you know, the Southwest, the Deltas, the Americans, you know, pick the airline. They're starting to see that people are making plans for later in the summer or maybe even in the fall, really hoping that the variant's not going to get the best of us. And in fact, as we scramble to get through the tail end of this, that we do come out looking pretty good on the other side. It does feel like there is optimism in the air. And in the meantime, for the people who have been classified as the white male Trump supporter, there have been a couple of different polls that have pointed to the fact that they don't want to get the vaccine. And again, I hate stereotypes, blanket assessments, because there's plenty of people that support Donald Trump and wanted to see him do two terms and definitely have been vaccinated. But because of the silly polls, we'll roll with that because, you know, Anthony Fauci's asking the former president to, you know, mention the fact that he got the vaccine and asking for people to get vaccinated. And I think people forget that when he was at the big convention a week and a half ago, I guess now, in Orlando, and he was speaking, he said that. He said, get your shot. people maybe weren't paying attention to that or didn't get that particular thing, didn't get enough coverage. But he said it, and he has been vaccinated for what it's, you know, for what it's worth. And he was quoted on not the vaccine, but on something else. Donald Trump praised the Washington Post. That's rare, right? Because he has that love-hate with a lot of media. But and that's a Democratic-friendly paper. And he said they were courageous because he said they issued a retraction of their erroneous claim that he pressured Georgia election officials to find the fraud from the November presidential election to be an American hero. And he said, I was very happy that the Post had the courage, or whatever you want to call it, to admit their mistake, and I hope it was a mistake. He's become a frequent guest with Maria Bartiromo on Fox News Primetime, and in a 22-minute interview, phone interview, he talked about that and a few other things and where that could have come from and et cetera. But anyway, so he lately has popped up, not on Twitter, because, of course, banned from Twitter, but again, saying, yes, get the shot, and then they're reacting to the Washington Post. Lots of politicians have plenty to say about Cuomo being the governor of New York, saying that really this is he needs to step down. There's a lot of people, Democrats, that think he certainly Republicans, but think that it's time for him to get out of the way, that there's just too many people that are coming forward. In the meantime, there is an investigation going on as to the allegations from several women, a handful of women that have come forward in different circumstances saying that they were harassed by the governor. And this is really taking over the airwaves and I think the conversation certainly in New York. And listen, he's the governor of one of our biggest states, so he does have political sway. But how much now among his own people, I'll say, with the Democrats? Not quite as much as in the past. Not quite as much, right? And then to boot, because I say this show is about what people are talking about in your neighborhood and mine. What are we jawing about in our backyards, whether you're in Palm Springs, California, New Orleans, or Dallas, Texas, or perhaps Connecticut, West Virginia, you get the idea, Wisconsin, what are we talking about? And there still is the talk about the vaccine and getting the vaccine and COVID and people, some people that are getting COVID and how they're coming out on the other side. But I think the other thing that's being talked about is the stimulus. And St. Patrick's Day is upon us. So I guess you wear your green, take pictures of it, and put it somewhere, because a lot of people won't be seeing you, except for if you go to Krispy Kreme and get a green donut in time. You don't have to buy anything. But I think most of the conversation is so much centered. Our headspace is on what's happening economically with our families, and a lot of people are expected to get those direct deposits on St. Paddy's Day, so it'll be a very good day for the people who really, really need the cash. An amazing mic drop moment coming up on the flip side.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
You're bloody well right, you got a bloody right to say. Right, you're bloody well right, you know you got a right to say.
I can't wait till we have the right to hug again. You know, we're starting to see more pictures crop up on social media of families that have been vaccinated or have tested negative a couple of different times, and they hadn't seen older relatives, grandparents, etc. And you see the photos of them hugging, especially with little great-grandchildren or grandkids, and it's so cute to see that, right? No crazy plastic bags over them, or like they were doing at some of those nursing homes, which they had to do to keep the patients who were dying when somebody got the virus safe. But it's been so lonely and isolating, hasn't it been? And the fact that, you know, you're bumping the elbows, doing the social distancing thing. And, yeah, I wonder if people who normally aren't huggers will become huggers, you know? Like, dudes that don't hug, is that like a club? Dudes that don't hug, will they start hugging? You know, there's a National Hugging Day, and it happens every year. Of course, there's a day for everything, right? But it happens every year, January 21st, and it was first celebrated in 86, like somewhere in Michigan. So people started to talk about that. And then there was an International Hugging Day that also started, and people kind of paid attention to that, I guess. And yeah, I just wonder if that's going to be a thing. So I'm going to take a chance. And I'm just going to give you all a big, everybody listening, a big virtual hug right now. Can you feel it? Yeah. I like it. Yeah, so International Hugging Day, Make Up the Hug Day, whatever. It doesn't matter. I don't know if that's going to become a big deal or not, but it does feel weird. People that you're close to when you were, especially initially, doing that the distancing thing. But again, for safety reasons, and people, you know, people were freaked out about it. I remember the first, when this first hit, I was meeting some people at an event. It was a tiny, kind of small event. And there was somebody that I knew super, super well, a friend. And normally, she's such a crazy hugger that, I mean, she's just a crazy hugger. And so I went up to her, and that would be normally the thing. And she's like, don't hug, no hugging, no hugging. I mean, it's like she had to wear a sign almost to tell people not to hug her. And then it started to really kind of sink in. This is how this is probably going to be for a while because of what's happening. But at the time, who really thought? And honestly, I didn't think that. I thought by the fall, we would have kicked this. In fact, I was booked to speak and take this show on the road. I really felt confident that that was going to happen. And it didn't. You know, here we are now coming out on the other side with these statistically a lot of this going down and the thought that with the herd immunity that will change things and whether or not this is going to be a yearly debate over the vaccine and then what the vaccines come to look like and all of that, that remains to be seen. And there's so much that's going on in labs right now and some of those big companies, the ones that have the vaccines, Moderna and Pfizer and AstraZeneca, of course, because they're front and center with the claims of the blood clot problems that are happening in Europe, which is really, they've halted them, and it's kind of given the people in some of those spots worries about the effectiveness or the side effects or any of that in between. All right, so the mic drop moment has nothing to do with hugging. It has to do with biblical texts. Yeah. The first 2,000-year-old biblical texts have been found in Israel, and the first since the Dead Sea Scrolls. They were found in a Judean desert cave, a 6,000-year-old skeleton, a child skeleton, was also found. And the way the story goes, about 1,900 years ago, Jewish refugees fleeing the Romans made their way to the Judean desert. And the stuff that they carried with them were scrolls featuring biblical books. And here we go, fragments of the text now, 2 millennia later, reemerging. I mean, how wild is that? Because if you think of that time, if you've read, I love history, if you read anything about that that time period, there's definitely the war between the Roman Empire and the Judean rebels was a rager, 130 CE. So Jewish people found shelter in the caves and brought what they thought they needed for their new life. So the caves have recently, well, in modern times anyway, been targeted by looters that want to find artifacts because they want to sell them on a private market. So in the last couple of years, with the Civil Administration's Archaeology Department, they've had a rescue operation to survey all the caves in the area so that they hope they can find something, and they did. They found these biblical fragments, so cool, and also dozens of artifacts that go back as early as 10,000 years ago, they say are just absolutely astounding, astounding. So to me, mic drop. Yeah. I mean, going in those caves and doing the excavation of that has to be wild. Because, you know, what do you know? I mean, even if this is your thing, you might think, you know, in your head what you're looking for, but then to actually come across the texts and come across the manuscript, and they're trying to translate it and figure out what was, you know, what's being said in it. They found coins that were minted by the rebels, and they said it was, you know, such a symbol of meaning to be free. And the bronze coins have a palm tree and a vine leaf on them. They found a basket, and you can clearly, I saw the basket, you can clearly tell it's a basket, and it's an old basket. So it's pretty wild. And the caves are like 80 meters below the cliff top, and they can only be accessed by clinging to ropes. So yeah, I don't know if I could go on that. I don't know if I could go and report on what was happening there. I saw some photos of that too. So they're remote. You need drones, you need mountain climbing equipment, and they still have half of the area that they have to explore. And you got to think there's things that don't last that long, but you've got a dry climate in the desert, so it's preserved thousands of remains to this day. You know, the things that they're finding, the prehistoric basket woven over 10,000 years ago, because you have to think of what the times are. And the coins are really, really pretty cool. And the skeleton is absolutely a skeleton. They don't know if it's a girl or a boy, but they were wrapped in cloth, and they can tell that. And you can tell that when you actually look at it. I don't know. Again, I think it's fascinating. Absolutely worthy of a mic drop on this show. And so for the people that are on the other side of that and getting to try to find, you know, getting the opportunity to find some of these rare artifacts, just, I mean, again, has to be pretty incredible. I mean, it just has to be. All right, a couple of quick headers for you. And that includes, and we'll talk about this later because we've got odds and ends coming up at the tail end of the hour, so we'll go more into this. But two people are dead after Southern California fireworks explosion in a house. They said it was crazy, the amount of fireworks. Also, eight people have been killed in shootings at three Metro Atlanta spas. They have a suspect in custody now. And how about Mississippi? Mississippi is the second state to open up vaccines for all residents, 16 and up. So they're just the second state. They're trying to get some giddy up, just like West Virginia, which is a good thing for the people who want to get vaccinated. All right, hang with us. Latifa Ayuba joins us next. She has written an incredibly interesting series, and her mother was a Black Panther. So she has some things to talk about along those lines. Hang with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Eight people are dead after a string of shootings at three Metro Atlanta spas. Police say four people died in a shooting at a spa near Acworth, Georgia. Then an hour later, two more shootings occurred in Atlanta, across the street from each other, where four more people were found dead. Police arrested a suspect 3 hours later about 150 miles south of Atlanta. They say they believe the man they have in custody, 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long of Woodstock, Georgia, carried out all three attacks. And Texas residents will be off the hook for $29 million in electric bills from the February winter storms that knocked out power to millions. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said that as part of the bankruptcy plan of electricity provider Gritty, about 24,000 customers are being released for more than $29 million in unpaid bills. Thousands of customers were hit with huge power bills during the storm because of the provider's variable rate plans. Gritty filed for bankruptcy on Monday. This is USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump is urging people to get a COVID vaccination.
I would recommend it, and I would recommend it to a lot of people that don't want to get it, and a lot of those people voted for me, frankly. But, you know, we have our freedoms, and we have to live by that, and I agree with that also. But it's a great vaccine, it's a safe vaccine, and it's something that works.
Trump making those comments Tuesday night to Fox News. The former president's recommendation coming as Indiana and Ohio have become the latest states to announce they will open up their vaccine eligibilities. Indiana widened their eligibility to all residents 45 and older, effective immediately. Ohio will begin vaccinating all residents 40 and older on Friday, with shots being open to all residents 16 and older on March 29th. States are making plans to open up their eligibility after President Biden's call to have vaccines available to all Americans by May 1st. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Latifa Ayubi joins us, and she's written a book called The Takedown, and it's actually the first of three novels. And this is one of those stories, especially now, that you sit down and you are in, meaning you better give yourself a lot of time because you're not going to want to put it down. So, Latifa, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate, for having me.
So let's talk about what led you, first of all, to writing, to coming up with this first novel and the idea that you're continuing it. What was it that led you to write?
Actually, I've always been an avid reader, and I was one of those nerdy kids that always had her head in a book, and I just always liked spinning a story. I'm the oldest of 10 kids. So I always liked spinning a story, you know. I had to keep my younger brothers and sisters occupied. So I guess that's where my love for storytelling came in so far. You know, as I got older, generally life just got in the way, you know, career, different things of that nature. It wasn't until I would say maybe 2014 that I actually, you know, got really serious about writing. And I was able to drop the first of the Takedown series.
Yeah, and it's so interesting. In the series, and we see that there is the popularity, the desire. We see this in popular culture on things that are produced on Netflix or Amazon or, you know, just straight movies. To know about or to look at the cartel, and that's wrapped into this. You know, you take us to Costa Rica, etc. Explain the story. Give us a little bit about the story.
Well, actually, it's based on two cartel families. One is based in Costa Rica, where I happened to go a little bit as a child with my mother, who was one of their original Black Panthers, and another drug cartel family based in Harlem, where, you know, we moved around a lot. And the story just kind of took a life of its own. One day I was kind of sitting down and I was talking with a mentor of mine. And, you know, we were just kind of tossing over ideas. And, you know, it just kind of, you know, came up to me. And he, you know, he was telling me, oh, La, you know, nobody comes out with two books in 1 year. And, you know, once the idea took place, I finished the first book and then I finished the second book because it was so much of the story that had a lot of twists and turns when I started to take down one. you know, and when I sat down to write it, it just kind of took its own life, so to speak. And I knew if I wanted everyone to, you know, come back and read number two, I had to put a lot of plots and twists and turns. And it's basically about these two families who were very powerful in these two different places, Costa Rica and New York City. And their sons were being groomed to take over the families. And one of the sons, they, you know, came home with the other ones for the Christmas holidays. And, you know, he met the sister of the other drug cartel that was based in Costa Rica, whose daughter happened to be promised to someone else. And it just kind of takes off from there. There's a lot of, you know, espionage. You know, the father, you know, although he didn't mind his son being friends with his rival business partner, you know, it was another thing for his daughter to fall in love with this person. And, you know, the two kids were in love and, you know, they didn't want to hear what the fathers were saying. You know, the girl, she has fighting powers and she can fight. And, you know, she was in love with this young man and, you know, being known against what her father wanted, she was in love. And so the story just pans out, you know, between love and conquest, business, you know, rivalry, gang members. And it just kind of took a life of its own. And so I came out with two books in 1 year and I had to have an ending. And so that's how that happened.
Wow. And so, you know, as you said, it so much of it poured out of you. And they say even with when you're writing novels and you're exaggerating or coming up with things that happen to characters, some of this is some of, you know, you mentioned going to Costa Rica. You mentioned about your mother and the Black Panthers. So much of your imagination probably and what you pour into this fabulous series is some of the little bits and pieces of your life. Am I right?
Yes, that's correct, Kate.
Then because you know, so you can really flush it out.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, because a lot of it, right, is life experience.
Yep.
You know, things that, you know, you've been privy to in your life. And, you know, these books that I've written that are fiction kind of paves the way to you coming out with something better. You know, you get better and better as you write more and more. And so, you know, they just kind of paved the way to me writing my first novel, like my first true life story, which is coming out at the ending of 2021 summer. I want to say year in 2021, a true life story called Seed of a Black Panther, A Soldier by Circumstance. And that'll be my first book that is actually based on true life, which is not fictionalized, So that one took a little bit longer to write, you know, because it touches on so many different factors. You know, it touches on child abuse, and sexual abuse, and, you know, drug addiction, so many things that a lot of people can relate to, but it also a lot of factors in my early life and things that I've been privy to, you know, but some, a lot of those things are hurting factors, and it took a while for me to write. But I also realized that there are a lot of people out there that are dealing with those issues. And, you know, it just, you know, it's a hurting thing, right? Because we're also going through this pandemic.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are a lot of people out there hurting, and, you know, they don't feel like, you know, despite whatever odds that they're dealing with, that they can get up off that, you know, hurt place and move forward and progress and digress, and they can. You know, you just need the right amount of positivity in your life and the right support system to do so. And, you know, it took me a while to get that. And to try to help others, you know, because sometimes you don't see yourself as a support system until you get to that place within yourself. So, yeah.
Wow.
Pretty much that's it.
Yeah, it's, we look forward to that and to your nonfiction book. Of course, it, as you said, it took you to that place where you told some hard things and things that people need to hear, and the other interesting sides of things that you were privy to. So, again, we'll look for that hopefully in the summer of 2021. And then this Takedown series is takes you away in a much different way because, you know, it's fictionalized and it's storytelling. As you said, you were the oldest of 10 kids, so you learned that storytelling skill, and you did it so well in the series. What do you hope people take away from reading the Takedown?
Just, you know, that they can do anything, you know, that if you have the mind and determination, that you can do anything. You know, we have a female vice president.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was told in my earlier years that I couldn't do, you know, a lot of the things that I have done. And, I would hope that, you know, when they read the Takedown series, that, you know, something that they could take away is that they can do anything, not just as a female, but as a survivor. Yeah, that they can do anything. I'm a survivor. I'm a female first, but I'm a survivor. And, yeah, that they can do anything. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't do it. You know, I've come through unmountable odds. And, you know, there were days that even I didn't think I could make it, you know. But, yeah, that would be one of the things I would hope, you know, that they would take from that and from, you know, especially from the book coming out. That's a true life book. That's something that's going to hit home for a lot of people, male and female. Yeah, that you can do anything.
I like it.
As long as you have God's help, you can do anything.
I like it. It's a positive up note to end us on. Great conversation, Latifa Ayoubi. You can pick up the book, the series, The Takedown. Go to Amazon. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Some odds and ends, things that you might have missed. We're going to hit you up with that before we skedaddle from this hour of the show. Crazy thing about these fireworks that ignited in this house in San Diego. My hubs was watching this, and he's like, do you believe this? And we're looking at it, and it looked like a fireworks show, but sadly, two people were killed. This happened in Ontario, California. People in the neighborhood were saying there was this loud explosion. They started to blow up the police lines and fire department numbers, etc. So 50 firefighters had to go to the scene to put this thing out. And like I said, two people were killed, but this was commercial-grade fireworks that just went off. I mean, did they just pile them up in the house and didn't realize that this was going to happen? It sort of seems like that to me, that two horses and a dog were rescued. They had to clear the area out, and it just went, you know, it just went kaboom, basically. So what caused it, how it happened, that kind of thing, they're still obviously investigating it, but it would have to be very scary. And some of the shots that I saw, because, you know, we live in the world of Twitter and everybody is an amateur videographer, it looked like, is there a fireworks show going on? I mean, but seriously, it was so low, you knew that this was disastrous. And I can't believe that only two people, frankly, were killed. I'm so, so surprised by that. All right, other things that are popping on the radar besides the that explosion in California, something else that I was thinking about today, St. Patrick's Day. Do you have your green picked out? Are you ready for St. Patrick's Day? Are you ready for green donuts? I think I mentioned this last week, but if I didn't, I'm going to give a shout out to Krispy Kreme because they have free green glazed donuts. If you go in, you wear green on Tuesday and Wednesday, and you don't have to buy anything, but they have to have enough of them. You know, this is the trick, right? They have to have enough of them available. They will give you a green donut. And actually, they're really cool looking, I have to say. And of course,
if nothing else, if all else fails, you can't do anything, you're in the middle of this pandemic and you don't feel like going out anywhere, there's the Shamrock Shake, right? At the Golden Arches. You can go and get the Shamrock Shake. Normally, when you're in your place of work, wearing green is a big deal. As somebody who has those Irish roots, you know, I wouldn't dare step onto a field or in an office, or if I'm doing news or whatever, not have something green on. And it's so funny how that so many people adopt being Irish on St. Patrick's Day, because that's what you see. You see just a sea of green. It's that whole thing of, you know, luck, and that's what it's all about, and the shamrocks, et cetera, and I don't know. It's just a feel-good day, and hopefully everybody will feel good, get their green donut or their shake or wear something green or have a green beer. Green beers are big, too. I mean, even in Chicago, they still did the river green, but they just did it a couple days early because that way not too many people would gather. The thinking was, well, we have a couple of days to enjoy it and they'll be able to see it, so we won't necessarily draw huge, huge crowds. And I know I mentioned this, for people that are getting a stimulus payment, many will get their payment. If you have direct deposit, you'll get it on St. Patrick's Day. So I guess, you know, you really need it. That's a lucky thing, too, that it happens to arrive after just being approved and going through the machinations. I like that word, machinations, on the Hill. For better or worse, it's here, and people that desperately need it will get it. And that part, I think, is the best part about that. I mean, yes, there are things in the bill, the law itself, that, of course, as we always see, are stuffed in there that really don't have the accountability tag. But the fact that so many people desperately need to be bailed out, they really do, because through no fault of their own, jobs disappeared, were furloughed, and, you know, industries dried up and are drying up. Even though it looks like we're coming to the other side of the mountain and we're going to get on the other side, and of course we will, but we're not there yet. You know, we're not there yet, and that's the deal. That's what's happening. All right, I have to mention this. Derek Chauvin, you know, the trial, the jury selection, attorneys for the former Minneapolis police officer say they're frustrated because several prospective jurors told the court they were aware of the breaking news, and we told you this was going to happen. We talked about this with Kirk Davis last week, an attorney, that the city settled a wrongful death suit with the Floyd family, which that's fine, except for the big announcement of it. How do you get a jury that's not tainted, right? So no new jurors were selected on Tuesday. Most of the day was spent debating whether potential jurors who claimed they could be impartial were being truthful or not because of the media coverage that's out there. But, hey, 9 of 12 jurors have been seated so far. 2 alternates will also be selected. And Chauvin, as you know, is charged with second-degree murder, third-degree murder, which was added last week, and second-degree manslaughter. You know the story. May 25th, 2020, was when Chauvin pressed his knee against George Floyd, a black man's neck, for more than 9 minutes as he was laying on the ground under Chauvin, and he cried out, "I can't breathe," more than 20 times. And of course, there were worldwide protests, the Minneapolis and worldwide protests over that, and it started a huge movement. So there's a lot of eyes on this trial and what's going to happen in this trial, that's for sure. And sports, in the sports world, we go from, you know, that jury selection to what's happening in sports. How about LeBron James? He is buying into the Red Sox, and that's great for Major League. I think that's great for Major League Baseball, for ownership. You know, a lot of these owners are fragmenting teams, in other words, shares, et cetera, as you can imagine. That's part of the deal of that. So he's going to own a chunk of the Red Sox. And I think it's good. I think, you know, because of where we are with sports and where we are with social distancing, and, you know, the Red Sox are 13 months removed from their modern moment, as it's called, of trading of what they say is transactional shame. That's a term I learned from reading a sports a sports column today. Transactional shame, I like that word. Trading the 2018 MVP and World Series champion Mookie Betts to the Dodgers. And, of course, Betts went on to win the 2020 World Series with the Dodgers. And a lot of people were upset about that in Boston. So I don't know. Maybe having LeBron James gets the people in Boston who are picky. You know, you're picky if you're listening to me. Might make them get a little bit excited about whatever the future is for the Boston Red Sox. It doesn't hurt to have more big names added to the roster on the other side, on the ownership side. And I got to talk about this. I saw Sister Jean. Do you know who she is? Loyola Chicago's 101-year-old chaplain. She has been cleared. She's had her vaccines, and she has been cleared to go to the NCAA men's basketball tournament. And this Sister Jean, it's Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt. She has been the team chaplain for a long time, and she is America's favorite nun. So she's going to her first game in more than a year when the eighth-seeded Ramblers play Georgia Tech. If they win, they would play Illinois, the number one seed in the Midwest region, on Sunday. And she was asked about brackets, and she said, I don't know about those brackets. Those brackets are something else this year. And, you know, she did a session with a lot of people, and she said, plus it's, nobody thinks it's a fair bracket. It amazes me to put two Illinois schools against each other rather than support each other. So she was lobbying for weeks to join the Ramblers if they made it into the tournament, saying she would be fully vaccinated. And, you know, here she is in a senior residential facility, and she's been tested for COVID and all that sort of stuff. So word get out that that was happening, and she's a media darling and just, you know, precious, really, honestly. She's precious because you look at her and it's like, you know, 101, nothing's stopping her. She's rooting for her team, and she's going to be there if she can be there. And so sure enough she can. And wow, what a story. 101. Can you imagine living, just close your eyes for a second, think about it. What does 101 look like for you? 101. Wow. Right? So I hope you have a great St. Patrick's Day. You're prepping for it. Make some green eggs and ham. I don't know. I'm just thinking off the top of my, off of my head here. And thanks to all of you for listening to this show and everybody who, joined the show as well. And on the technicals, of course, who is tremendous, our pal Eric Knutson, or Alex Knutson, rather. Eric's my Sunday dude. Alex Knutson always does an incredible job. Don't tell Eric. And I wish you all the things that St. Patrick's Day brings, and make it count, everybody. Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.